The Academy Awards ceremony is just a day away, and this year, one of the toughest categories to predict is the best foreign language film. That's because three of the nominees haven't opened in the U.S. yet, and several foreign language films that have opened, like The Diving Bell and The Butterfly, La Vie en Rose, and Persepolis, were barred from competing in the category. But critic Bob Mondello says the Austrian nominee, which just opened this weekend, could have a decent shot. It's a World War II drama called The Counterfeiters.
In 1936, forger Salomon Sorovich is known to Berlin's Jewish underground as a criminal who can make undetectable fake passports. He's also known to the head of the Nazis' counterfeit squad, who shows up one night to arrest him.
Darf ich? Friedrich Herzog, Hauptkommissariat Berlin.
There on the desk is a surprise, the master forger's latest project, the dollar.
Der Dollar.
An ambitious forgery that gets sidelined as Sorovich is sent to Austria's Mauthausen concentration camp, where his ability to paint propaganda murals and portraits of the guards keeps him alive for several years. Barely. Then one day he's summoned by a Nazi officer he recognizes, the head of the counterfeit squad that arrested him. The Nazis have come up with a plot to destabilize the U.S. and British economies by flooding them with fake currency on a massive scale. To do that, they need to make persuasive fake currency, and in a death camp compound separated from the rest of the camp, where music plays and the inmates wear civilian clothes, Sorovich is introduced not to fellow forgers, but to artists, printers, papermakers, and bankers.
Liebe Juden! Salomon Sorovich.
Their assignment? To make perfect dollars and pound notes or die. And with music blaring in the background to drown out the screams of the prisoners outside, they set to work. Many Holocaust dramas have hinged on the moral compromises and guilt felt by survivors, but the story being told by Austrian filmmaker Stefan Rusowitzki, a fictionalized version of real events, isn't about just any Jew surviving the Holocaust. It's about a shyster, a criminal who is suddenly responsible for the lives of honest men, whose passion for forgery gets allied with far darker ends than his own, and whose code of honor among thieves gets pitted against the conscience of a fiercely moral communist who sabotages their efforts, knowing that what keeps them alive could doom countless others. The Counterfeiters is based on a memoir written by that communist, and since it centers on a character he clearly doesn't like, it's a tricky film to navigate emotionally. The director lines up stereotypes and moral dilemmas too neatly, almost as if the film, if it's going to work, needs to be as insulated from the real world as the characters are from death camp horrors. Of course, the horrors filter through, and the dilemmas remain daunting. I'm Bob Mondello.